Alan and Lucy in their little bakery in Debden. Bakery in. They've made one word.
Oh, bakery.
Oh, I see.
Alan and Lucy morning. Chris, you looked sexy, gorgeous, cool last night on the 5 o'clock show. Wow. Thank you very much. I didn't. I looked rough. Did you see it, Dave? Oh, brilliant. This is great. Thanks. And Alan?
Sleep time.
Do you know what? I did see it. I was just waiting to see what TV work you were going to use for me.
What did you do? Nuts or Zoo TV?
Nuts TV.
I love the fact that Dave... what is worse, Tina? Here's a question for you.
I don't know.
Nuts TV? What is worse, right, in your television career? Doing a show on Nuts TV or getting dropped from Nuts TV?
No. You see.
You were dropped?
No.
You were?
No. The whole station decided to have a massive restructure.
Right. And were you part of the restructuring?
Well, yes, but it wasn't. We weren't dropped.
It wasn't about you.
No.
How were you part of the restructuring?
Well, what they thought would be better. It was all to do with the backing of the channel and the finances changing.
Sure.
And so what they thought...
Didn't he do a live sports show?
Did I do a live sports
show?
Yeah, but...
Was it live?
No, it was pre-recorded sports show.
When?
Well, it was pre-recorded in the afternoon, and then it went out in the evening. Now, the only problem that we had, obviously, was the fact that if there was any live sport that evening, it was difficult, obviously, to reflect that when we recorded it in the afternoon.
Didn't you try and pretend, though, by talking about a football game...
Vaguely.
...without actually giving away whether they won or lost and what the score was?
It was a 90-minute game, wasn't it?
Interesting game of football earlier on tonight, of course.
It's a game of two halves.
Yeah. Anyway, I did see you on...
Oh, did
on,
you?
On, ...with Andre.
Yeah, well, party people.
How was Peter?
All right, man. It's good, yeah. Lulu, I'm at Lulu. Oh.
She still looks like...
The same?
Same she did like 20 years ago, didn't she?
Yeah. She looks all right. Mm. Sat next to her. Quite excited, actually.
Yeah.
Lulu. Lulu! Thing is, though, you imagine, you couldn't be mates with her, because Lulu sounds like the name of one of Sharon Osbourne's dogs.
Yeah.
Lulu!
Yeah.
Lulu! And imagine you were her toy boy, and you're hanging out, and you want to go to the bathroom, and you're watching telly, let's say, and you go, pause that second, I just need to go to the Lulu.
Yeah.
Lulu, Lulu?
Yeah.
The Lulu.
Lulu.
In the Lulu, Lulu.
Yeah. I'm dying for the Lulu, Lulu. But she was nice.
Did she try and flirt with you or not?
All over me like I had to say to her, Lulu, will you calm down, Dan?
I met her once, and she was quite flirty.
What?
I met her once and she was quite flirty.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. She did that thing, right, where we had our photograph taken.
Yeah.
Remember that show that Vernon and Tess did? Was it called Just the Two of Us or something? And that's when I went and had those singing lessons.
Right, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And she was there as part of the panel, along with Stuart Copeland.
Did you sleep with her?
No.
Right.
But we had our photograph taken and she did that. I'll demonstrate on Allard, right? So she was next to me. And then she did, like, sort of...
Oh, did she put a leg up?
Leg up thing.
Wow. I thought, crap. What do we do here?
Nothing.
Lulu, no.
Her voice is really weird, though, because it's like, I completely forgot, half of the interview, I completely forgot she's Scottish.
Yeah, she's real Scottish-American, isn't she?
And then all of a sudden, she's talking about, she goes, well, of course, my book is out, and it's about... looking younger, and people say to me all the time, you know, Lulu, you've got great skin, how do you keep it? And so I thought I'd write all these things, and I'm like, my God, that's weird. It's not as bad as John Barrowman.
No, that's like having two personalities, isn't it?
Hello, John Barrowman here, and look at me like that, otherwise I'll tear your lungs out with a teaspoon. Now, I'm doing Desperate Housewives. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Someone's reminded me that if I hadn't watched myself on telly yesterday, that I was dropped from Channel 5. So because you were dropped from Channel 5, you fat Burke. I was. No, worse than that, I was dropped from my own show.
Yeah.
I did a show on Channel 5, right? Mm-hmm. Halfway through the run, it got recommissioned, which means that the Channel 5 bosses went, right, and when this runs out at Christmas, come back and do some more.
Yeah.
And everybody did on the show go back and do another series, apart from me, the host. It had my name in the title and everything. I was the only one who didn't come back.
Is that worse than being restructured by Nuts TV?
Do you know what? I'd argue possibly yes.
Yeah.
Restructuring and Nuts in the same sentence.
Yeah.
We're going to call the show Chris Moyles Live. Brilliant. And at the 11th hour, they went, actually, we're going to call it Live with Chris Moyles. And I went, but that means that they might dump me for the second series and replace me with someone else. Mm. To which point, everyone went, you are so paranoid. How have you ended up like this? 3 months later, I told you! That's why I'm paranoid, because I'm always right.
It wasn't as good after you left, though, I don't think.
Really?
No, I don't.
What did you think was a weak on the second series?
Well, it just wasn't as good.
Really?
No.
Did you ever see any of the second series?
A little bit. It was with, what's his face, wasn't it?
Who?
Christian O'Connell, wasn't
it? And who else?
There was some woman on there, wasn't there, I think.
Now, go on, keep going.
Some woman.
Yeah, she had blonde hair. Yeah. I think she's from Wakefield.
Yeah. Dave's wife.
Dave's wife.
Ah.
Were you with her then?
No.
That's weird. So I got... So listen to this, Tina. For us, talk about screwed up dynamics.
Yeah.
If all of us in 10 years, if we're not on a psychiatrist's couch, I've no idea. I get fired from my own TV show.
Halfway
right?
through.
Me and Chris Evans walk into Channel 5, pitch this idea at them, and we walk out with a TV series, right?
That's good.
Which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
Then Chris goes, right, let's go and get a coffee and write a list of things. I went, like, what? He goes, well, we need to hire people. We need an office. Everything. So off we go.
Yeah.
Chris has recently come back from America, and talent is king. It's all about the talent of the show. And we all take a bullet for Chris. He's the man. We're all there for him. Mm. Yeah! Anyway, he disappeared halfway through the series and I never saw him again. Right? And then I get dropped from my own show. Then they replace me. Well, and one of the reasons is, well, you're on the radio every afternoon and then you come straight to the TV show. It's just not going to work. So they hire Chris O'Connell, who does a breakfast radio show. So he does the radio in the morning and then goes straight to work. Right. And guess what? By the end of the series, the guy virtually has a breakdown. He literally virtually collapsed on the air, doesn't he, one night or something, and doesn't do the rest of the series.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's exhausted.
I didn't know that.
And then I think they...
Was that what he was?
Yeah, do you know what? I don't know the ins and outs of it. But, yeah, he never finished it. And then they brought in Richard Bacon, I think, I think Jane then worked with Bacon on the latter.
But she worked on all of them, though.
Yeah, I think so.
So they bring in this girl called Jane to co-host the show that I used to do. My show.
Your show.
That I've got fired from.
Yeah.
Via a fax from Channel 5.
Did you? Yeah. Via fax?
Andrew Newman to this day says, no, that never happened. But it did. Anyway. So then, not only do I get fired, right, from my own show, and they put some bimbo northern lass on there, right, all boobs and blonde hair, what does Dave do? Marries her! He goes, no, that's the lass for me. That's the second lass for me. Let's marry that.
Marry me up with that.
And then Alan moved in with Christian O'Connell, and to this day they live together.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, that's not true.
Yeah.
The rest of it is weird.
Someone just said on the text, didn't Dave and Chris get dropped from Play TV after Dave dressed up as a jockey?
No, we never dropped. We did 180 shows for that channel.
Channel changed.
Yes, that was it. And they couldn't, they couldn't take you two with them.
No, we, hey, we left.
Did you?
Do you know what happened?
They couldn't hang on to us.
Do you know what happened? In a stroke of luck, we did these TV shows for this Play UK channel.
Yeah.
UK Play originally. Yeah.
And we did all these shows, and they varied between, like, to appalling, right?
I saw some of the appalling ones.
With being the best, and appalling being the average.
Did I see Dave dressed up as a matador on one of them?
Now, what happens is people go, I saw a video clip of you and Dave doing some TV show. I don't know if you remember it. Dave was dressed, in this particular episode, Dave was dressed up as a jockey. Yeah, we did 50 shows where Dave was dressed as a jockey. And all they go, Dave was dressed as a matador. Yeah, we did 35 shows with Dave dressed as a matador. So people think they've seen one. And they go, what, Dave dressed as a matador or a jockey for the whole series? Yeah. Why?
Why?
We don't remember. We don't remember, do we?
No, I...
Was there a limited props supply or something?
I don't really know what was going on. It was a very odd time. but genuinely, right, and this isn't advisable or recommended in TV production, but we used to turn up to the recording days and we would do 4 shows in one morning.
Right.
Before coming quickly back to Radio 1 to then do the afternoon show, as we were at the time. And we would turn up, and we were writing it. We hadn't written any of the shows. We would be writing it in the car and in the dressing room while we were getting ready.
They had to be generic shows.
Right.
So you couldn't say good morning or good afternoon or good evening. The show got repeated so many times that equally it could go out at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, or 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, or 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And they would repeat these. So you couldn't go, this is this week's number one, or this is the new one by, or this is out whenever, because they would take a show and they would repeat it, because they had music videos in. They would repeat it for like 6 months.
Mm.
And we did a New Year's Eve show, which they were still showing in February.
No.
With a countdown to midnight.
Yeah.
No.
And when that originally went out, they put it out at 8 o'clock in the evening.
But as I understand it, when we had the four shows, it was literally like, do you know what, you write those two, I'll write these two.
Yeah.
What have you got? Cobble together.
I found a book the other day with loads of stuff in it.
Did you?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Are these still commercially available?
No, I don't know all of that.
Hands off the guard. Do you remember Bent Coppers? Do you remember that?
Bent Coppers was brilliant. Now, we did it. We did a sketch called Bent Coppers. What do you think the joke was, Dom?
I'm not even going to venture one. I don't know.
Really simple.
It was a policeman who slightly stooped, was it?
Yes!
Was he? Brilliant. Was he really?
No, he wasn't. You know the closing titles of the bill, right? Where you just saw the feet walking down the road.
Yeah.
Well, it was like that, but then as the camera lifted up, the two coppers were both bent sideways like two bananas.
So they were walking like, you see, they were bent coppers, you see. So it was shot very well. So as the camera panned up, you go, I'm going.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm seeing what's happening. That sounds incredible.
They couldn't hang on to us.
Oh. And they let you go.
Yeah.
Genius.
We used to walk through the prop store at Teddington Studios, right, twice a week.
Or the Matador department.
They had a forklift truck that they would use to lift up their heavy scenery when they were changing sets and whatnot. And I've never driven a forklift truck, but there's a protective guard on it, right?
Yeah.
So there's a big sign on the back of this forklift truck saying, hands off the guard, okay?
Right.
Mm. Right? Or keep your hands off the guard. And me and Dave saw this every day, till eventually we just couldn't hold it anymore, and we burst, literally burst out of us like that alien coming out of someone's tummy in the movie. And eventually we filmed a sketch where we had a security guard on the forklift truck with me and Dave with our hands on him like that. Right? Breaking the rules of keep your hands off the guard!
But you know what?
That's genius.
The thing was that actually real life in those days was even funnier than the stuff that we were writing. Because we used to turn up to Teddington Studios in my white Capri.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Oh. Looking like two rubbish, I don't know, professionals.
Yeah.
You know, like the professionals, the amateurs.
Yeah. Are these available anywhere to view?
No.
So
we did to Google this.
We did like 150 shows for this channel,
and they didn't keep them.
You have nothing.
And then, unbelievably, because I was going, they can't keep showing these forever. These shows are just going to come back and haunt us. So we're on UK Play.
Yeah.
They suddenly changed the name of the channel to Play UK. Right. The other way around. So all our shows are saying the wrong name of the channel.
Right.
So they went, oh, well, we can't show them anymore. We're like that.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Jesus.
And do you know what? Then was the whole thing was a forerunner to Dave channel.
Was it?
Was it?
I think it was you.
Did that not become BBC Three, I thought? No.
It might have been UK.
Choice.
Choice became Three.
Oh, yeah,
but I think it all became the same thing.
I think they shut down UK Play. Yeah. I think it went. But weirdly, that's where Vernon Kay started on the telly.
Yeah.
And Scott Mills used to do a show on there.
Yeah. Did he?
Oh, they no, Doddy. And two guys called Matt Lucas and David Williams.
Mm, really?
Yes, sir. And Mark Wootton was on there, did some bits with us.
Yeah, and his La La Land is now brilliant.
So there you go. Now, how do we get into all of that?
I don't know. It's good, though. Mm. I like that.
Oh, my God, Dave.
No. What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Carlin Crew has just texted another one of our bad jokes.
What was it?
It was Dave Shag Supermodels.
Right.
Yeah, Dave Shag Supermodels. It was a brand new feature. We only did it for 1 week.
Okay, and what happened?
We know this fella from up north called Dave Shag.
Oh, right.
And every week he was going to teach us about a different supermodel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah?
I see.
See what we did there?
Yeah.
This week, Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, I'm Dave Shag. This week it's Naomi Campbell in Cheercracker. See you next week. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's amazing.
Carlin Crew, how the hell do you even know about that?
How do you know about it? You know, not even Google remembers it. I can find nothing.
Good. But it happens. Some things just get left behind.
Yeah.
For the best.
You know? Anyway, so there you are. What a nice little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Cringy lane.
Yeah. Back through the annals of time.
All right, it is Friday. It is McFly Day.